Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Mental Gym. Ever feel like you're running a marathon just trying to keep up with life? Juggling work, relationships, social media, everything demanding your attention, it can all get pretty overwhelming. Today, we're tackling a beast many of us face. Anxiety in the modern world. Now, I'm not talking about the occasional, oh no, I forgot my keys, kind of worry. We're diving into that nagging sense of unease, that constant feeling like you're on edge. It can manifest as racing thoughts, difficulty sleeping, maybe even physical symptoms like headaches or muscle tension. So why are we so anxious? Well, let's be honest, the world is a bit chaotic right now. Constant news cycles, social media pressure to always be on, and an ever-increasing demand for productivity can leave our minds feeling stretched thin. But here's the good news. You don't have to just accept anxiety as a part of life. We can learn to manage it, to build mental resilience and navigate this crazy world with more peace of mind. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you on that journey. Number 1, accept that your feelings are valid. Don't beat yourself up for feeling anxious. It's a natural human response to stress. Recognizing your anxiety, rather than trying to ignore it, is the first step towards managing it. Think of it like this. Imagine you have a sprained ankle. You wouldn't just keep putting weight on it and hoping it gets better, right? You'd rest it, ice it, maybe even wear a brace. Anxiety is kind of like that. Sometimes, you need to give yourself permission to slow down and take care of your mental well-being. Number 2. Identify your triggers. What specific situations, thoughts, or events tend to send your anxiety levels skyrocketing? Is it public speaking, deadlines at work, scrolling through social media? Once you know your triggers, you can start developing strategies to cope with them. You might try practicing mindfulness techniques, deep breathing exercises, or even simply removing yourself from the triggering situation if possible. Think of it like a detective game. You're trying to figure out what sets off the alarm in your mind. Once you know the culprit, you can start working on some preventative measures. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, focusing on your senses and thoughts without judgment. There are tons of apps and guided meditations that can help you get started. The key is to make it a regular practice, even just for a few minutes each day. It's like taking a mental vacation, a chance to step away from the constant chatter in your head and simply be. Number 4. Take care of your physical health. Exercise, eat nutritious foods, and get enough sleep. I know, easier said than done, right? But seriously, these things have a huge impact on your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect your car to run smoothly if it's constantly running on empty or filled with the wrong fuel, would you? Your body and mind are the same. They need proper care and attention to function at their best. Number 5. Don't be afraid to seek professional help. If you're struggling with anxiety that feels overwhelming or interferes with your daily life, reach out to a therapist or counselor. There's no shame in asking for support. It takes courage and strength to prioritize your mental health. Okay, let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-achieving businesswoman who's constantly on the go. She juggles multiple projects, attends endless meetings, and feels pressure to always be on. Sarah starts experiencing racing thoughts, difficulty sleeping, and even physical symptoms like headaches. Sound familiar? She's caught in that vicious cycle of stress and anxiety. But here's the thing. Sarah realizes she needs to make a change. She starts incorporating mindfulness practices into her day, taking regular breaks to go for walks, and prioritizing sleep. She also seeks support from a therapist who teaches her coping mechanisms and helps her manage her expectations. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel more in control. The racing thoughts calm down, she sleeps better, and the headaches subside. It's not about magically eliminating anxiety, it's about learning to manage it effectively. And that's what we're all striving for, right? Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Managing anxiety is a continuous process, but with the right tools and support, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you found any strategies that have helped you manage anxiety? Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe to the Mental Gym so you never miss an episode packed with tips and insights to help you lift the weight of stress and live your best life. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.